Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, I'm on the other side of the table because WAMC's own Ian Pickus is going to throw some questions at me this week. How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing fine. Excited to put you on the hot seat as we do every so often, but first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the phrase time travel. Rearrange these 10 letters to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in both words, that names a type of fastener. What is it?
Well, if you rearrange those letters, you can spell metal rivet.
You indeed can do that. All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, Mike, February 14th is Valentine's Day.
No kidding.
The feast of St. Valentine, although the only thing I'm feasting on is candy hearts lately. So, Mike, my Valentine to you is a quiz about famous people named Valentine.
Oh.
First up, this man has worked as the director of public safety for the city of Stamford, Connecticut. Some of his other jobs include managing the Mets, Red Sox, and Texas Rangers.
When you said what the category was, what went through my mind was, okay, I know one person who fits into that, and it came up first, and that's Bobby Valentine.
Good job.
So now I'm out of answers.
He led the Mets to the 2000 World Series and was fired after one season in Boston in 2012.
Don't remind me.
That worked out okay. The Red Sox finished in last place, but returned the next year to win the World Series.
You can remind me about that all you want.
An exhibition called Master of Couture that ran from November 2012 through March 2013 in London featured more than 100 designs, photos, and a sample catwalk. Whose work was featured at the exhibit? And it's okay if this is a one-word answer.
Is that Valentino?
It is, and his last name is Garavani. An interesting fact, he made a cameo as himself in The Devil Wears Prada in 2006.
Well, I guess that's appropriate.
Number three. A character named Valentine, who attends to the Duke, appears in which Shakespeare play, whose title refers to the end of the Christmas season?
That is Twelfth Night.
That's right, or What You Will. A Valentine also appears in Two Gentlemen of Verona. Okay, next up. An ex-Air Force mechanic during World War II, a man named Elmer Valentine founded several famous nightclubs on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, including which club that featured the Doors as a house band? And if you need a little helping hand here, there is the name of an alcohol in the title of the club.
Oh, thank you. That's a very good hint. That's the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Good for you.
The Doors were the house band for the Whiskey A Go-Go?
They were apparently thrown out after one of the more outrageous performances and fired from the club. The Whiskey A Go-Go was named after the famous French disco. Valentine also helped establish the Roxy and the Rainbow in Hollywood. And finally, Kid Thomas was the name of Thomas Valentine, a band leader and trumpeter who often performed at Preservation Hall in which city?
Preservation Hall is in New Orleans.
Good job.
Thank you.
Mike Nothnagel had all heart. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can beat on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to take another look at the questions that Ian just asked me, a couple of extra credit questions Ian's got for us, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase Valentine's Day. Rearrange the letters to spell three words, four letters, five letters, one of them a proper noun, that could describe what 9th century Pope Valentine might have worked to do. So again, start with the phrase Valentine's Day, rearrange the letters to spell three words, four, five, one of them a proper noun, that could describe what 9th century Pope Valentine might have worked to do. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.